Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Adam Carswell, and I have a special guest, special treat for you here today. My guest's name is Aaron Eiler, and he's calling in from my alma mater, Westminster College, which I think this is definitely the first time I've had someone who's an actual student at Westminster on the show. And I mean, I feel like this is the first time I've had a conversation to the level at which we've had so far. We had a pre-call, guys. This isn't the beginning of Aaron and I's conversation, but I'm loving it right now. And that's why I just pressed record, kind of put Aaron on the spot. I'm like, hey, man, we got to get your story out there. We got to let people know who you are, where you're going, what you want to do. I'll shut up here in a second. But guys, some more context on Aaron. He attended a panel that I was speaking at the Westminster was Professional Network Symposium a couple weeks ago. He followed up. All my students out there, you hear that? He followed up because he liked what he heard. He wasn't afraid. He didn't delay. He took action right away. That's a key takeaway. And also, Aaron is a hooper. He played basketball at Westminster College, which, again, that's what I did. So from Ohio, you see he's got a Cleveland shirt on right now. So a lot of similarities and synergy. I referenced old 77 to him during our call already. And anyone who's got Westminster in your blood, you know what I'm talking about. So anyways, Aaron, thank you for taking some time to share a little bit about yourself with our listeners and viewers here today. Could you just tell us a little bit about your journey at Westminster up until where you're at right now?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me, actually. But more or less, my journey started. I came to college because I just wanted to continue playing basketball. I didn't have any rhyme or reason. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't have any specific direction. I just wanted to hold that ball. But more or less, due to some circumstances, I had to kind of find a new direction. So then I had to kind of get out of my comfort zone, because all I've done for the last 20 years is dribble a basketball. So I really had to sort of do some soul searching, if you'll take that term.
Mm-hmm.
But at first, I really thought I wanted to do something with social services due to some family circumstances that really had me fired up. But, you know, just after some more research about that, I realized that kind of wasn't for me. I didn't really think I could handle all that emotional weight every day. So then we took a whole new direction, just a little bit of summer work, helping my mom's boss flip some houses. And, you know, it's hard work, but, you know, I didn't really enjoy it. I really liked how you can sort of see the work that you're getting done every day. And it's also a direct result of the work that you put into it. So however much work you're willing to put in is the amount of work that you can get out of it. Mm. And honestly, that's kind of always been a thing for me, because I was always a kid in the gym spending extra hours doing things. So I know all about the extra work in a way. So, you know, now we're just kind of hoping to find a little bit of direction and keep that moving on.
Yeah, and it's such an honor to be able to be with you at this chapter of your life. I want you to pay close attention to, I forgot to mention this to you, pay close attention to the journey that you're on. View it as if you are the hero in your own movie, because at this point you are. You're somewhere getting close to that epiphany bridge. I could smell it. And so guys, one thing that I really want to give a call out to here is all of my commercial real estate professionals that are tuned in. Similar to myself, Aaron's getting started. And when he's thinking real estate, because of his environment, you know, the first and only thing he really thinks of is residential. And that's a great industry. So don't get that twisted. But I know I didn't start thinking about a future in commercial real estate and also with investing until I met the right people. So if you guys, as you're tuned in here, have any ideas or relate to what Aaron's saying, don't hesitate to reach out to him. We're doing this as a LinkedIn special, so we're going to try and keep this interview under 10 minutes. But yeah, so we've gone back and forth. I was in a similar position. I didn't know what I wanted to do until halfway through college and university as well. And actually at that time, it wasn't real estate. So I was joking with Aaron. I'm like, you're actually, if you run the numbers, you're still actually 6 years ahead of where I'm at just by having this conversation. So good company. In regards to what you might want to do, say, you mentioned that you are working with a mentor right now that you were introduced to. So I guess just talk a little bit about the area that you're in now and maybe something that, like an idea that popped in your head since we were having our conversation, as far as what you might be interested in.
Well, as of right now, the cool kind of thing is I'm kind of like a blank slate. So I don't have a whole lot of like habits that I have to break, but I don't have a whole lot built up either. but I'm in like a really good spot that sort of, if I find that direction, I can really hone in on that. Like right now, it's just, you know, finding that direction, figuring out what I want to do, and then I can apply all that energy to it. So,
you mentioned new home construction though, right?
Yeah. Like you said, sort of right now, just like not really knowing a whole lot about the industry. That's sort of where like my initial thoughts went. You know what I mean? So initially I started just as like a demo guy helping flip houses. And that sort of transitioned into, oh, like maybe I could do this on my own someday, maybe do like a remodeling thing. But after speaking with a mentor, I sort of realized that maybe new construction would be the way to go. A little less unknowns, a little more security in those decisions that you're making on a daily basis. So maybe I've sort of had that up in the air. I don't know if I want to sort of start pointing a little more towards that, but you know, it's still up in the air. I'm just right now, just kind of trying to take it all in.
I love it. Okay. So, you know, that vulnerability too, you're not afraid to let everyone know like this, hey, this is where I'm at right now. So I don't know. I think that alone is going to attract a lot of attention your way. You've certainly got mine. And I hope that anyone who's tuned into this, especially on LinkedIn, this is Aaron's blockbuster debut on LinkedIn, guys. So make sure you go ahead, like tap that like button. And like I said, get connected with him. Send him some resources. Aaron, now I realize that I might be setting you up to get flooded, but hey, now's the time in life to get flooded. yeah. And, you know, we got to wrap it up here, but I do want to just say, you know, thank you for reaching out. Thank you for following up. Look, you're here now and it's going to be a fun future moving forward. Any closing words?
Honestly, just sort of like you've been saying the whole time, don't be afraid to reach out. Like Adam actually made a comment during our initial meeting about like you 4-year athletes. Personally, I'm not a 4-year athlete, but I was still able to connect with him. And honestly, since then, it's just skyrocketed. He's already given me more than I could have ever asked for. So just don't be afraid to make those connections, reach out. There's a lot of people in the industry you might not even know that just want to help you. And like, it is a little scary, a little nerve wracking, but like, the help that you can get from that is just like unbelievable.
Yeah, there you go. Don't be afraid to reach out, guys. And also all of my Titans that are tuned in right now. If you saw this interview, you listened to it, you got some inspiration, follow the leader. Aaron knows how to do it. It's a great framework. All right, take it to the next level.